Okay, something's different.
Been working out?
Off your meds?
Right. So that's why all the great songs from Foo Fighters, Billy Idol, Soundgarden, R.E.M., and Nirvana.
Yes!
But make sure to take your meds.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
We'll be right back.
idea was to take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, to mix these things together. And what you get is
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
97.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
Not because we have to. Because we want to. Also, we have to.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Right. Wanna reach a higher height. lights on, mama, let it shine on, mama, turn the lights on. Yeah.
Turn the lights on. Turn it on now, baby. I want to see it right now. I want to see it real good. Real, real. Why? It doesn't blow my mind, you know?
Iconic alternative anyway.
But I'm a creep.
Let me tell you, it's a bunch of this.
I stay for a white wedding.
And to make it spicy.
I'm only happy when it rains.
See? One good song after another.
I like it.
This is 107.3 The Edge. Calgary's iconic alternative.
The best of you.
It's iconic.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Radio app.
Download. Complete.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets so much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that winners is gold.
Only shooting stars.
place. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
It's hard to explain to someone today how quickly alt-rock took over in the early 1990s. Nirvana was this unknown punk rock band, and their record label had very modest hopes for them. If they sold 150,000 records, well, that would be considered a victory. So, in September 1991, exactly 46,251 copies of Nevermind were sent to record stores. A risky amount. But within a few weeks, the album was selling 300,000 copies a week. And by January 1992, it was the number one album in the world. Grunge exploded, and the alternative nation took over. Things haven't been the same since, have they? Welcome to 107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
Hello, Calgary. I'm Bruno Bergman, music director of the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra, and we have the cure for your winter blues. We'll be celebrating two big birthdays, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's and reggae superstar Bob Marley's, plus the music of 19th icons Nirvana, family favorites The Hockey Sweater and Harry Potter, a romantic Valentine's with Tchaikovsky in Love, a tribute to the sensational Tina Turner, and so much more. This is your Phil, your music. Get your tickets at calgaryphil.com.
Take back your free time with PC Express Online grocery delivery and pickup. Score in-store promos, PC Optimum points, and more free time. And still get groceries. Shop now at pcexpress.ca.
You there, have you tried Subway's new Snackwich bundles?
Whoa, you're a bundle of energy.
But they're just $5.
Okay, chill.
There will be no chill. Get a toasty turkey ranch Snackwich with crispy potato rings. It's a bundle of a deal.
Oh, sounds tasty.
Or a hearty soup with a honey mustard ham Snackwich on Chabana. It tastes like a bundle of joy.
Yes, I get it.
It's delicious. And $5 at Subway.
Okay, bundle me in.
Price and participation may vary. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires February 16th, 2025.
Are you going to say it?
Yes way.
Can you repeat that? My tinnitus is driving me crazy today.
Sound familiar? If you are ready to tackle tinnitus, the Calgary Ear Center is a one-stop shop specializing in tinnitus, hearing aids, and sound sensitivity. With over 30 years of audiological experience helping people with tinnitus, specialist Suzanne McLaren and her team will find the root causes and the best solution for your tinnitus. Visit calgaryearcenter.ca to find out more and book your one-hour meet and greet. Tackle tinnitus today with Calgary Ear Center. 403-685-0810.
More Albertans choose EasyMax for electricity and natural gas than any other retailer. Sign up today at easymax.ca or call 310-6010 and join your neighbors across the province that trust EasyMax for their electricity and natural gas. Terms and conditions apply. Customers are free to purchase natural gas services or electricity services from a retailer of their choice. For a list of retailers, visit ucahelps.alberta.ca or call 310-4822, toll free in Alberta.
Here are some shows you may or may not want to see. Full list at 1073edge.com.
Our Lady Peace hits the Saddle Dome February 19th. Theory of a Dead Man Unplugged at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium March 7th. Great Outdoors Comedy Festival returns to Prince Island Park August 22nd to 24th. I'm Sarah Crosby. Best ice cream flavor? Green tea. Don't fight me.
You just sit back and enjoy the magic of rock.
Starting a non-specific amount of non-stop music.
107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
We'll be right back.
97.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? Decisions bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow?
Alternative.
why'd they put an S in the word lisp?
Seems unnecessarily mean, doesn't it?
1073 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Than his parents came crashing through the window. A raven stays along the line of a vanity. Promise me they bury me someplace I don't wanna be. You'll dig me up and transport me unceremoniously away from the swollen sea breeze, garbage bag trees, acts of enormity, and lower me slowly and sadly and properly. Get Rag Looter to sing my eulogy.
Alternative.
So what is that again?
New wave.
Grunge.
Much music hits.
Indie.
Classic alternative.
Rock.
Alt pop.
Retro.
You're not just one thing, so neither are we.
We're 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
Sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Creepy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play.
Calgary.
Just a moment. I hear people wanting something.
What's up? This is Eddie Vedder from the band Pearl Jam.
Hi, this is Beck.
This is Gavin Rossdale of the band Bush.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
Today, we can choose from an infinite array of music. There are so many songs, so many artists, from so many genres, over so many years, that none of us will ever come close to experiencing it all. But that's okay, because most of us have a favorite style of music. We tend to find a sound that we like, and we stick with it over all others.
For all kinds of very personal reasons, this becomes our favorite brand of music. For example, if you're listening to me right now, you're probably a big fan of rock music. More specifically, you're listening to the show on this station because at least some of your preferences lie in the realm of new rock or modern rock or alt rock, indie music, alternative music, whatever you want to call it. There just is a specific aesthetic and sensibility when it comes to rock music that seems to move you in these particular directions. But what exactly is that aesthetic? How did these sensibilities and styles develop? Where did they come from? Why do we consider one band alternative and another one to be something else entirely? And why are we so tribal when it comes to our choices in music? These are very complex questions, and the answers can only be found by examining 60 years of rock history. This is the complete history of alt-rock, Chapter 1.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross, and we're about to start on a project that we haven't done on this show since the late 1990s. We're going to recount the entire history of alternative music. Because actions have consequences, history is a moving target. New details come out, new interpretations take shape. What used to be cool is now cheesy, and what used to be weird is now familiar and taken for granted. What was once deemed inconsequential a few years ago is now a big deal as the effects of that event ripple forward through time, disrupting our view of what we thought happened. We often don't understand why something was important until many, many, many years after the fact. Things sometimes need to stew and to simmer before its effects are really felt. And that's why I think it's important to periodically re-examine what we know and what we think we know about our music. The result should be a greater appreciation for what we hear today and for what came before. In the beginning, all rock was alternative. When songs like this started showing up in the early 1950s, this is Jackie Brinston's Rocket 88 with Ike Turner on vocals, it was actually a little frightening. This was the devil's music. Rhythm and blues, the so-called race records of the American South, had mated with hillbilly and country music to produce this strange offspring that scared decent folks.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me...